Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. And what a day we've got going on, folks. Hope you put the Red Bull on the Fruit Loops today because you're going to need it. We've got so many breaking news stories. It's insane. And we're going to do our very best to get to all of them. And we're also going to give you an opportunity to weigh in on the big stories of the day as well. Of course, the big news breaking out of our nation's capital is that the Biden family crime syndicate has been exposed for what it is. The jig is up. And our good friend Congressman James Comer, just a little while ago, announced that they have discovered more than 20 companies created by the Biden family that, and they've received more than $10 million from foreign nationals while Joe Biden served as vice president of these great United States. As a matter of fact, Comer says some of the payments could indicate attempts by the Biden family to peddle influence. It is a shocking, shocking revelation. I mean, we all knew it was true. I mean, the allegations have been there, and it's pretty clear that the Biden family has been up to no good. So we're going to get to that story right out of the gate. I will say this, if you were watching CNN or MSDNC or C-SPAN, they were not covering that. And I'm telling you, I find it very suspicious, the timing of the arrest of George Santos, the so-called Republican congressman from New York, because it happened just as the press conference was getting underway. So all of a sudden, everybody stopped what they were doing, and they started covering George Santos, who has been arrested. He is facing a number of charges, and that guy, his goose, is cooked. It's going to be over for Santos. But they're using that as cover for the bigger story. And the bigger story is that Joe Biden is a corrupt man, that Joe Biden has committed great crimes and atrocities, and Joe Biden has sold this country out to China. So we're going to be taking your calls on this today. Should Joe Biden resign? Should he face charges? Because if this was Donald John Trump, they would have already had him thrown in jail. Our telephone number, by the way, is 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free telephone number. Again, that number, 844-747-8868. We also want to welcome all of our brand-new listeners in West Tennessee. All this week, we're celebrating the arrival of WTJS, our great radio station, a part of Super Talk West Tennessee. And any of our listeners from that area of the country, if you call in, we're going to give you a prize package courtesy of the Todd Starnes Radio Show, just our way of saying welcome to the neighborhood, right? So we don't go knocking on your door with a gift basket, but we're going to send you something anyway. So again, you can give us a call, 844-747-8868. And all of that information is also on our website, which is toddstarnes.com. But I want to start with Tucker Carlson. Tucker made a rather stunning announcement yesterday that he is going to war with Fox News Channel. And Tucker is accusing the news channel of doing some pretty terrible things. And I believe Tucker. I believe every single thing that he is alleging in his complaint. And it looks like a lawsuit is going to be in the works, unless Fox wises up and decides to settle out of court. But it was pretty clear on the most recently leaked videos from Fox News headquarters that Tucker wanted out of there. And I don't blame him. It's a toxic place now. I was talking to a couple of conservatives who work there sort of behind the scenes. And they say, Todd, you wouldn't believe it. You can't even let people know that you're a conservative because they might target you. And that's what Tucker was saying in this leaked video that we played yesterday for you on this very program. And so then yesterday afternoon, Tucker goes out there on Twitter and announces that he is breaking the agreement, the arrangement he had with Fox, and he was going to be launching some sort of a program on Twitter. And this is Tucker Carlson from late yesterday evening, cut number one.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson.
Hey,
Tucker. You often hear people say the news is full of lies.
True.
But most of the time, that's not exactly right.
Oh?
Much of what you see on television or read the New York Times is, in fact, true in the literal sense. It could pass one of the media's own fact checks. Lawyers would be willing to sign off on it. In fact, they may have. But that doesn't make it true. It's not true. At the most basic level, the news you consume is a lie of the stealthiest and most insidious kind. Facts have been withheld on purpose, along with proportion and perspective. You are being manipulated. How does that work? Let's see. If I tell you that a man has been unjustly arrested for armed robbery, that is not, strictly speaking, a lie. He may have been framed. At this point, there's been no trial, so no one can really say. But if I don't mention the fact that the same man has been arrested for the same crime six times before, am I really informing you? No, I'm not. I'm misleading you. And that's what the news media are doing in every story that matters, every day of the week, every week of the year. What's it like to work in a system like that? After more than 30 years in the middle of it, we could tell you stories. The best you can hope for in the news business at this point is the freedom to tell the fullest truth that you can. But there are always limits. And you know that if you bump up against those limits often enough, you will be fired for it. That's not a guess. It's guaranteed. Every person who works in English language media understands that. The rule of what you can't say defines everything. It's filthy, really, and it's utterly corrupting. You can't have a free society if people aren't allowed to say what they think is true. Speech is the fundamental prerequisite for democracy. That's why it's enshrined in the first of our constitutional amendments. Amazingly, as of tonight, there aren't many platforms left that allow free speech. The last big one remaining in the world, the only one, is Twitter, where we are now. Twitter has long served as the place where our national conversation incubates and develops. Twitter is not a partisan site. Everybody's allowed here, and we think that's a good thing. And yet, for the most part, the news that you see analyzed on Twitter comes from media organizations that are themselves thinly disguised propaganda outlets. You see it on cable news. You talk about it on Twitter. The result may feel like a debate, but actually the gatekeepers are still in charge. We think that's a bad system. We know exactly how it works, and we're sick of it. Starting soon, we'll be bringing a new version of the show we've been doing for the last 6.5 years to Twitter. We'll be bringing some other things too, which we'll tell you about. But for now, we're just grateful to be here. Free speech is the main right that you have. Without it, you have no others. See you soon.
All right, there you go. That's Tucker announcing he's starting some sort of a show on Twitter. Now, it's interesting, Elon Musk came out later and said, hey, look, we have no official deal with Tucker. If he wants to post video, he can post video, but he's got to follow the same rules and regulations everybody else follows. My question is, are you going to watch this thing? I mean, millions of people have already watched Tucker's video, but are you going to watch that on a regular basis? Many of you are not on Twitter. Is that enough to get you to sign up for Twitter just to watch Tucker's show? I don't think this is it. I think there's something else coming. That's what I think is happening here. Now, Fox News wanted to keep Tucker off the market until after the presidential elections. And that tells me that they know Tucker is going to back Trump and that Tucker's audience would back Trump. And they don't want to give a platform to that because they are supporting DeSantis. And that's great. They can do that. That is their right. They can support whoever they want to support. But you, as viewers, you also get to make a choice. That's why Megyn Kelly, Brett Favre, others are out there urging you to boycott Fox News. Now, I just want to offer a word of caution to Tucker. And I have great respect for Elon Musk. But may I just say that Twitter right now is an absolute mess. An absolute mess. And I'll give you an example. They are still blocking conservatives, and I still happen to be one of them. And I don't know why. We've reached out to Twitter and we've asked them to fix the issues. We have almost 213,000 followers on Twitter. On a good day, maybe a handful of you people are able to see a tweet of mine, And there's no rhyme or reason to it. So are we being shadow banned? I do not know. But something is not right there when you've got 212 legitimate followers and all of a sudden you went, and this happened when Elon took over, when he bought Twitter, and all of a sudden all of the engagement disappeared. So I don't know what's going on, and I'm not sure they do either. And that reminds me of something Rush Limbaugh once said, and this is the advice that, again, who am I to give advice to Tucker, but I'm offering some advice here. Be very careful where you plant your flag. Now, Rush Limbaugh was asked years ago, and I remember him talking on the radio about this, and they asked him, why aren't you more engaged on social media platforms? Why is everything at rushlimbaugh.com? And Rush made a very interesting point, and it's one that we have followed to the letter since I launched this company and since I launched this talk show. Rush said that it is a bad business practice to base your company on a platform that you do not own or control. And he said, hey, look, I control rushlimbaugh.com. I get to say what goes on rushlimbaugh.com and what doesn't. So everything Rush did was on rushlimbaugh.com. He didn't want to be in a situation where, and, you know, Stephen Crowder from the Daily Wire, where, I don't know where he's, the Blaze, and Stephen Crowder got himself in a lot of hot water financially because YouTube started blocking his videos. He didn't control any of that. And that's what Rush is trying to say. There's nothing wrong with, look, there's nothing wrong with being on Twitter, nothing wrong with being on Instagram or YouTube. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you base your business model, if that's how you're going to get your weekly paycheck to pay your bills, that is a very dangerous thing. And so my recommendation is, yes, enjoy Twitter and the freedom you have there, but maybe you should consider either building your own platform or, according to the Newsmax polls we've been running on this program all week, it looks like most people are wanting Tucker to consider joining Newsmax, and I think that's a brilliant move. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Again, listeners of WTJS, you guys calling in today, you make it on the air. We're going to hook you up with a great prize package. This is the Todd Stern Show. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime, and you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. That's legacypminvestments.com or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us today. And I want to thank our friends over at Newsmax. Was on National Report this morning, so right before we jumped onto the national show. And I had a good conversation talking about Tucker and his move to Twitter. And we'll see. I don't think that's the only place he's moving to. That's just my take on it. All right, I have a question about President Trump. So we all understand what happened yesterday. This was a bunch of hooey. It was grade 8 fertilizer. So the bottom line is Trump was found not guilty of rape, but what they did find him guilty of is defaming this woman. Now, I want you to understand the rationale here, the reasoning behind all of this. So you've got this nutjob woman who actually told Anderson Cooper that rape was sexy. And by the way, she was making goo-goo eyes at Anderson Cooper, and nobody bothered to tell the lady that he doesn't like those kind of goo-goo eyes. He's gay. That's why. Dylan, I know you don't watch CNN, so you wouldn't have known that. But, yeah, he bans for the other team. So, anyway, this woman's nuts. She couldn't even tell you what year it happened in, what day it happened in. And so Trump is now in trouble because he actually called this woman a nut job, which quite frankly, she is. So I want to go. This is President Trump yesterday weighed in on this. Cut number two.
What else can you expect from a Trump-hating, Clinton-appointed judge who went out of his way to make sure that the result of this trial was as negative as it could possibly be? Speaking to and in control of a jury from an anti-Trump area, which is probably the worst place in the United States for me to get a fair trial, will be appealing this decision. It's a disgrace. I don't even know who this woman is. I have no idea who she is, where she came from. This is another scam. It's a political witch hunt. And somehow we're going to have to fight this stuff. We cannot let our country go into this abyss. This is disgraceful. You have somebody running for office. You have a woman that's financed and lied about it. She totally lied about it by Democrat operatives, like just about the biggest one there is. And she said that wasn't true. They found that she lied about it. And the judge wasn't even, I guess, letting it be put in as evidence. The whole thing is a scam. And it's a shame, and it's a disgrace to our country.
Well, it is a shame, and it is a disgrace. And I'm curious to know if this is impacting your vote at all. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phone lines. B is listening to us in West Tennessee on WTJS, our brand-new affiliate out there. Hi, B. How are you today?
Man, I'm doing great, Todd. It's great to find a conservative station here in West Tennessee. So we got 93.1 WTJS coming online, promoting true American values, true patriotism. Called in on the J.P. Stovall show. He's a pastor, good dude, the Patriot pastor. So you compliment him very well, or y'all compliment each other. So I'm glad to be here.
Well, you're kind to say that, and we are very excited to hear from all the good people, good patriots in West Tennessee. That is God's country, in my estimation. Now, B, I'm curious, do you happen to be a Trump supporter?
I'm the biggest Trump supporter there is in Northwest Tennessee, man. Trump is the spearhead against this organized crime syndicate that we call the U.S. government.
Well, I completely agree with you there, and I know they think these attacks on the president are going to sway people. Have you been swayed at all by these attacks and the arrest?
Yes, I have absolutely been swayed to think that all the conspiracy stuff I've been reading is more true every day. See, it's going to be the boomerang effect, just like it has been with everything they've tried to get Trump on. They've tried to indict him. They've tried, you know, the women accusations and all that against him. And all that's going to loop right back around, and that's what's going to happen to Biden, because there's sealed indictments on Biden. I believe there's sealed indictments on Obama and Clinton and all the rest of these crook politicians. And that's why they're going all out to take down the private citizen, Donald Trump.
Well, B, we're going to have to leave it there. We're about to break, but I want you to hold on, because we want to send you a prize package. I'm going to send you a signed copy of my latest book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. And you got to promise to give us a call back one of these days.
Absolutely. I'll call in. I'm kind of a conspiracy-minded person. See, I started reading the conspiracy stuff.
All right.
Got banned on all social media, but it's more true every day.
All right, B. Well, you hang in there. All right, hang tight. We're going to put you on hold. I like that. You know what, folks? We've got a great big audience from border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain, and I love talking to my fellow Tennesseans. That's pretty awesome. All right, folks, hang tight. We're going to be taking your calls on Trump coming up next. If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why? It's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS. And use the promo code STARNS or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code STARNS. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. By the way, new listeners on WTJS, want to alert you to a couple of free items we have for you over on the website. You can download the podcast, which is all 3 hours of the program. So if you miss an interview, you can go back and listen to it. And we don't charge, but you can download it there. And whatever platform you use, you'll be able to get the show. Also, our free newsletter, it comes out whenever there's a big story that we're covering. And, of course, our team of writers over on the website, man, they're just crushing it every single day. All right. I want to play – before we go to the phones, I want to play some audio here. Folks, this rape trial, so-called rape trial, is just nonsense. Keep in mind this was a Clinton-appointed anti-Trump judge who actually said a peck on the cheek could be considered rape. So – that's you know that Trump is not going to get a fair shot here, a fair trial, and especially in New York City. But they found him not guilty of rape, but they did find him guilty of battery, or at least he was liable for battery and defamation. So I don't understand. First of all, I don't believe the battery happened, and I don't believe any of this happened. But this defamation makes no sense. She lied about being raped. She lied. So she's the one who defamed. She defamed Donald Trump. So I hope the president appeals. He says he is going to appeal. And we're going to have the president on the program. We're working to get the president back on the show. Because this is absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Ma'am, can you tell us where you were? When was it that Donald Trump attacked you?
I don't know. I just know that rape is sexy.
That's what she told Anderson Cooper. As she was batting the eyelashes, as if Anderson Cooper. And by the way, just think about this. So Trump's catching all this flack because he says, yeah, she's not my type and neither are you, talking about the female attorney. That's what this is all about. But Anderson Cooper would have said the same thing.
Oh, thank you, but you're not my type.
No, it's true. Is he married to Andy Cohen? Is that who he's married? No, he's not. All right. I don't know. I don't keep up with all of those people. But they certainly do look, what's the word I'm looking for? Chummy on New Year's Eve. I'm just saying. I'm not making any allegations. I'm just saying, Ben Dieter, just bear with me here. All right, I don't want to get in any trouble. So anyway, so that's what Trump meant by, she's not my type. She's rather... homely. I don't know. Trump has a certain style. And let's just say this about E. Jean Carroll, Melania Trump, she is not. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Jeez, hello. Statesville, North Carolina, WSIC, our great station there. Hi, William, what's going on? Talk to me.
Hey, Todd, how are you today?
Pretty good. Thank you for asking.
All right, here's the thing. You know, he beat them at their own game back in 2016, and they've been trying to bust his you-know-what ever since. And it's going to continue to happen as long as he continues to stay in the game running for the presidency. That's not going to stop. And all this mess with that woman accusing him of rape, it's just a distraction. That's all it is. And that's all it ever has been. Everything that they've tried to bring across to him has been a distraction to get people against him because they're scared of him, because he's the only one that has you know what to get it done, to get the job done up there. And that's what we need to do, is we need to get that man back in office and get some people behind him that will work with him and get this country turned around. If we don't, then we can kiss our you-know-whats goodbye.
My only concern here, William, because I think this is a big nothing burger. I think this goes away. Nobody's really going to care about this come the election. But you could have some establishment rhinos out there funding all of these TV ads, calling Trump a rapist. And, I mean, that's a very real possibility, because as much as the Democrats don't want Trump back in office, the establishment Republicans are even more passionate and determined by that.
Yeah, I know Donald Trump is the Republican, but I don't even look at him as a Republican. I just look at him as the man to get the job done. And, you know, Republican and Democrats both up there on Capitol Hill are just about as corrupt as the day is long. And we need to get them people out of office.
No doubt about that. I like that. The man who gets things done party. I like that. And who knows? I mean, look, it is so bad right now. And William, thank you for that call. It is so bad right now on the Democrat side of the aisle that they don't know what they're going to do with Biden. And do not be surprised if you see some Democrats joining the Republicans, if they're able to provide the actual goods that Joe Biden used his time in office to put money in his pocket. There will be Democrats joining the Republicans to force him out of office. Absolutely believe that. And the reason why is very clear. Joe Biden has porridge for brains. The man is not capable of being president. The man is not capable of running again for the office. His approval rating is in the toilet. It's the lowest of a sitting president. Now get this, the lowest of a sitting president in 80 years. Vice President Kamala Harris, her job performance, the approval ratings are in the toilet. 43% among all voters. 43%. That is troubling. Incredibly troubling. So there you have it. Not good for Kamala Harris. Not good for Joe Biden. People say, what is your opinion of Kamala Harris? 41% say it's favorable. Mike Pence, 39% say it's favorable. 57% hate Kamala Harris. 55% hate Mike Pence. Oh, by the way, we've got some audio. Where is? Yes. Ah, yes. Well, right here, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Pence, the former VP, Trump's number two, who took a big number two on the American people and MAGA world on J6. Here's what Mike Pence has to say about that rape verdict.
Well, I think that's a question for the American people, but I really can't comment on a judgment in a civil case. I have no knowledge of those matters, and I'm sure the president will defend himself in that matter. And but it strikes me that it's just one more instance where at a time when American families are struggling, when our economy is hurting, when the world seems to become a more dangerous place almost every day, that it's just one more story focusing on my former running mate that I know is a great fascination to members of the national media, but I just don't think it's where the American people are focused.
Luke, come on, dude. So tedious. Now, may I just explain something here? What you just heard is why Mike Pence will never, ever step foot in the Oval Office. Couple of things. You know what, Mike Pence, and I guess he's a good guy, but he's a horrible politician. And I still take exception with the fact that when he was governor of Indiana, he stabbed conservative Christians in the back. He did. And it's just unforgivable from a political standpoint. All right. But let's just talk about what he just said. Now, if Mike Pence believes that Donald Trump is a sorry so-and-so, get out there and say he's a sorry so-and-so. And have the political and moral courage to call the man out by name.
What's up with not calling him out by name? Ron DeSantis does the same thing. He will not call, well, you know, if there's a billionaire and he's running for office and he has these great failings in his life, and I'm not naming names, but you know who I'm talking about, and maybe he has a hotel named after him, or, you know, dude, just say his name, man up and say his name. Donald Trump doesn't have any problem doing that, does he, ladies and gentlemen? Ron DeSantis calls him a sorry so-and-so. Guess what's going to happen? He's going to go out there and call Ron DeSantis an even bigger sorry so-and-so. But this is what we have. This is effeminate politics. That's what this is. It's ugly. If you feel like when you're going to go and shake Mike Pence's hand, you're going to get that soft fish feel. You know what I'm talking about? You go in and you shake a man's hand, and you can tell a lot about a man by how he shakes somebody's hand. And with Mike Pence, you're like, it's like you're grabbing, I don't know, Jell-O, right? Come on, stop being squishy. Anyway, you try to help these people, and it is what it is. I mean, it's a shame, but it is what it is. By the way, Ronna McDaniel also reacting to all of this nonsense. Cut number three.
Well, we haven't heard from President Trump yet, so I don't want to get ahead of him. We have heard him prior to the verdict saying this is untrue. I imagine he'll say the same thing. I do think the American people, though, are going to be focused on what's happening at our southern border, what's happening with inflation, what's happening in their lives under the Biden administration. And that's where I think the focus is going to continue to be for people looking at 2024 and ahead.
They're terrified. They are terrified of Donald Trump. That's all there is to it. Now, look, I was getting some nasty hate mail from the leftist. How dare you? How dare you besmirch? Don't you love it when people use that term? How dare you besmirch E. Jean Carroll? By the way, what's up with the E? Why can't she just tell us what her first name is? Why the E? Is it like Eugenia? Is it like Urkel? What's up with the E? How dare you? You know she didn't say anything about rape being sexy. What kind of a horrible monster are you? How dare you say that? You liar. You filthy, dirty male liar. You woman hater. You pro-Trump woman hater, you. How dare you lie about her saying that rape is sexy?
Dylan, would you mind just playing cut 11, please?
I don't feel like a victim.
I was not thrown on the ground and ravished. Which, the word rape carries so many sexual connotation. This was not sexual.
I think most people think of rape as it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy.
Mm. Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
Mm. We're just going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
You're ravishing. Oh, Anderson. You're ravishing. Ravish me, Anderson. I'll be waiting for that apology. Well, you know what he meant. No. Ladies and gentlemen, we do not talk out the wazoo on this radio program. We know of what we speak. We ravish you with the truth, America. We ravish you with the truth. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is sexy. We'll be right back. All right. Loretta from Porter, Texas, hanging out with us today on the Facebook live stream. Hi, Loretta. Hope you are doing well. Laura's watching from Kentucky. And Amber says, I've never watched the live feed before. I've only listened on my local radio station, but your live feed is so good. Well, thanks, Amber, but we want you to listen on your local radio station, too. So you can watch us on whatever platform you want to watch or listen to. All right. Great to have so many of you with us. And Dorothea, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, howdy do to you. Let's go to the phone, though, 844-747-8868. We'll start with Betty
in North Carolina, listening to us on WHKP. Hi, Betty. What's on your mind today?
Well, situation with Trump. I don't understand. I hope Joe Tocofino, is that his lawyer's name, will take this case. This is sheer extortion. He is extorting her for money. She can't remember the year. She's crazy, the things that she said. And I just hope she doesn't wind up with a penny.
I mean,
she doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, what, $3 million? And here's the thing. It seems to me that Trump ought to be suing her for defamation because they found him not guilty of rape.
Exactly. He should sue her for defamation of character and extortion.
Yeah.
Get rid of her.
Man, Betty, they hate this man and they want to destroy this man. And that's why he needs to be back in the Oval Office.
Oh, my gosh. We don't have a country if he doesn't. We won't have any kind of a country.
If he's not the nominee, the Republicans will lose the White House in 2024.
Well, you know, that's not the big problem. The big problem is Obama. He is pulling the purse strings. He always wanted. You know, Michelle doesn't like America. She hates America. He hates America, but he's clever enough to hide it. He has developed what they call our government is executive, judicial, and legislature. He has developed a fourth government. And this is how he won the election away from Trump last year. And he'll do it again this year. And why these people can't get, they're scared of him. They're very scared. He's got a bureaucratic system going on his fourth government, and they're scared of Obama. They do everything he tells them to do, and
well,
that's what we're up against.
Betty, we talked about this yesterday on the program, and there are some puzzle pieces moving around here, and it's starting to shape up that Michelle Obama could very well be the nominee. Either she's at the top of the ticket or in the VP spot. But when you look at where the Democrats are holding their convention, there's really no reason for them to be in Chicago, other than the fact that Michelle Obama's hometown is the south side of Chicago. When you look at the things Michelle Obama has been doing, taking part in the voter registration drives, getting out there and taking positions on controversial issues, it looks to me like they're getting ready to move her into that spot. So we'll see how this plays out. But Betty, you are right that we have to be very concerned about Obama because he is pulling the strings. Thank you for listening to us. We love all of our great listeners on WHKP. Speaking of that, Gavin Newsom, this is fascinating. Gavin Newsom, and surprising, says he will not back reparation paychecks. Now, San Francisco is going to be San Francisco. They're going to do whatever they're going to do. But California statewide, they've also been looking at providing reparation checks for every black citizen of California. And those payments were going to be as high as $1.2 million for every black person. That was the recommendation coming from his own reparations task force. But now Newsom is saying, I'm not going to back my own task force's recommendations because reparations is more than just money. Oh, Gavin. No, sir. No, no, no. No, that is incorrect, sir. It is all about money, and that's the only thing it's about. All right, Christine, WHKP in North Carolina, we've got about 15 seconds, and I understand you know E. Jean Carroll's first name.
I do. I looked up her bio. Her or she, he, or whatever, maybe somewhere along the line she had a transgender transition.
She.
But her very... she doesn't. Maybe she doesn't want anybody to know she's whether she's a man or a woman. Her real first name is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, that's a fine name. What?
I know, it's a beautiful name.
It is. Maybe it was Earl, you know. I mean, it's a good guy's name, but, you know, for a girl, it's, you know, like the boy named Sue. Remember that? All right, Christine, thank you for that intelligence there, that intel on E. Jean Carroll. Ravishing. All right, we'll be right back, America. Stick around.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Wow. Welcome, everybody. We've got a great hour lined up for you. We're going to be checking in on what's happening down at the border where the good people of El Paso, man, put those folks on the prayer list tonight. The good people of El Paso facing a state of emergency as a result of the massive influx of illegals that have already crossed the border. And that's all because of Title 42, which expires. It vanishes tomorrow, and all you know what's going to take place. Tonight, by the way, in New Hampshire, wait a second, where's Ben Dieter? Ben Dieter working the phones. Now, Dieter, I have gotten this wrong every day this week.
Tom, do you know what day it is today?
No, I don't, but is it the town hall? Is it tonight?
Today is town hall day.
All right, thank goodness. I was saying it's going to be Monday, it's going to be Tuesday, it's going to be Thursday, and poor Grace Baker is sending me these text messages. What is wrong with you?
A little amnesia. It's all right.
It's been a rough week. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So anyway, we're gonna get into the debate a little bit later, but I want to go back to this whole Trump nonsense with the accusations, right? So Trump did nothing wrong here. And I loved what Betty from WHKP in Hendersonville, North Carolina had to say. She says it's extortion. And that's all it is. It's flat out extortion. And I hope Trump appeals and I hope he wins. But here's what gets me about all of this. The woman can't even remember the date. Now, you know, you women know that most of you keep journals and diaries, right? Because that's what you like to do. It's a womanly thing, by and large. Dear diary, today I made chicken fried steak, and it was very, I don't know what you put in those things. Today I was watching The Price is Right, and I almost guessed the right showcase showdown. I don't know what you write. That's just, I mean, if I was a woman, that's probably what I would be writing about. Bob Barker. I'm sorry. I'm going to get in trouble here. But you would think that if something as traumatic as being raped in the middle of a crowded store, and that's the allegation now, right? The allegation is that she was attacked and assaulted by Donald John Trump right smack in the middle of Bergdorf Goodman's, which is a high-end clothing store. Ben Dieter went to Bergdorf Goodman once. Blue jeans, a regular old pair of blue jeans, the kind that your people wear, the Generation Zers with the holes in the pants and all that kind of stuff, $3,000.
You're kidding.
No, sir. Big time expensive
store. Did you buy that?
Did not
the overhauls?
Buy. No, because they had holes in them.
Oh.
Why would you do that? Why would you buy?
They're trendy, Todd.
They're jeans with holes in them. You patch them up. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Sorry. Thank you, Ben Dieter. So anyway, this beautiful high-dollar store, hundreds of people, and she's saying that Trump attacked her, but she can't remember the day. She can't even remember the year. Now, it seems to me you would write something like that in a journal, right? Or that you would make a notation about it. Or the day it happens, you would call the police, call a security guard, the lady over at the makeup counter. Never happened. And they're giving him the holy you-know-what for that. But you know what did happen? And we know this because Ashley Biden kept a diary. And did she write things in that diary? As a matter of fact, we know for a fact that Ashley Biden in this diary wrote about horrible things about her father, the president of these great United States. We know for a fact that she wrote things that quite frankly, should land Joe Biden in jail, right? According to the diary, which the authenticity is not really in dispute anymore, right? Can you just imagine what Ashley Biden wrote in that diary? Dylan, do we have a little bit of mood music here? Can we just imagine for a moment? Let's take a ride into the world of not so make-believe.
Dear diary, today my daddy asked me to take a shower with him.
I wasn't too sure about that. But as the stream of warm water drizzled out of the nozzle, I disrobed and stood on the drain. Daddy, too, he entered the shower because he was dirty, a dirty man. He asked me to pass him the Irish Spring because I needed to be zestfully clean. That's what Daddy said. Thank you, Diary. I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine? It's not even make-believe. We've got the timestamp date. Jeez, hello. But they're not going after Joe Biden, right? I mean, they've got the evidence. We know when it happened, where it happened. We know what kind of soap they were using. No, it was an Old Spice. But that's a good guess, though, Dylan. A very good guess. I'm just saying it was Irish Spring, you know, because he's from, you know, Ireland. I don't know. All right. It's bad. This is not funny. But do you understand the hypocrisy here? They've got the goods on Joe. They got the goods on Hunter Biden. He's not Italian. What's he doing with all that Parmesan cheese? We know what you're doing. Parmesan cheese doesn't go up the nostrils, sir. It goes on your spaghetti and your lasagna. But it doesn't go up the nose, unless it's not Parmesan cheese. We know what these people are up to. Hunter Biden can't even do a connect the dots, and you expect us to believe that he's selling paintings for tens of millions of dollars? You really think we're supposed to believe that? I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. But it's Joe Biden. It's the Democrats, and they give them a pass. Joe Biden, if the diary is to be believed, has committed heinous atrocities against his own children. So why is this man not under investigation? Why is this man not facing FBI raids on his home? Why is this man not in jail? But they're going to go after Donald Trump for something that never happened? This is America. It's not even a kangaroo court. This is some sort of a third world banana republic. That's what this is. So I don't think this is going to have any impact on Trump at all. I really don't. And if you buy into all of this, then shame on you. Because we know what's really going on here. All right, we got to take a break. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, I want to go to some audio here. The House Oversight Committee holding this meeting, and they've discovered at least 9 members of the Biden family have received wire transfers from foreign nationals. Folks, this is a scandal like you have never seen before. Here is the audio. This is, again, James Comer, chairman of House Oversight, cut number 8.
Yeah, we're going to present the American people with the facts about what the Biden family has been doing. One thing we learned when we had access to the Treasury suspicious activity reports is that the Bidens had created many LLCs in many different bank accounts, and there were many Biden families that were in on the influence peddling scheme. So we're going to present bank records tomorrow. We're going to also talk about the different people that they were taking money from, their ties to foreign nationals in some of the worst countries on the planet. And I think the American people are going to have a lot of questions for Joe Biden. We'll see if the mainstream media has questions for Joe Biden.
Okay, so I'm sorry, that was yesterday. Here's James Comer today.
Instead of being honest with the American people, President Biden has claimed since the 2020 election that his family has not received money from China. That was a lie in 2020, and he continues to lie to the American people now. The Bidens have received millions of dollars from China. It is inconceivable that the president did not know it. The White House refuses to correct the president's statements, showing the president is now using the federal government to run interference for his family's and his own role in these schemes. Now I want to say a few remarks about the developments last week. A week ago, I sent a subpoena to the FBI.
Okay, so my apologies there, folks. So here are the people, the Biden family members, who received wire transfers from foreign nationals. Hunter Biden, James Biden, Sarah Biden, Hallie Biden, Kathleen Biden, Melissa Biden, a niece or a nephew, another niece or a nephew, and a grandchild. No, not the love child. No, they don't even acknowledge that child's existence. Nine people so far that House Oversight has, and by the way, they've got the bank record. So this is not conjecture here. They literally have the bank records. So the question now is, will these people be held accountable? Will the Biden family be held accountable? Because it looks like that the Biden family has been putting this nation in jeopardy by taking this money and peddling their influence. The committee subpoenaed four different banks as part of the probe. I'm reading now from the actual memorandum. The committee subpoenaed four different banks as a part of its probe, and they received thousands of records in response. Those subpoenas were tailored to specific individuals and companies that engaged in business activities with Biden family members and Biden business associates. The Biden family created a web of over 20 companies. Most were limited liability companies formed during Joe Biden's vice presidency. So remember when they were talking about the big guy getting his cut? Well, Joe Biden is the big guy here. And they actually go down and list all of these companies. Bank records show the Biden family, their business associates, and their companies received over $10 million from foreign nationals' companies. The committee identified payments to Biden family members from foreign companies while Joe Biden served as vice president and after he left public office. By the way, the bank records show that Biden family members received incremental payments over time to different bank accounts. And Biden says, didn't happen. None of this ever happened. Not a single thing happened. By the way, it said Chinese nationals and companies with significant ties to Chinese intelligence and the Chinese Communist Party hid the source of the funds by layering domestic limited liability companies. This is the cover-up. And then when you go back and you look at Biden's behavior in Ukraine when he was vice president and threatening people there when his son Hunter was on the board of Burisma. So they've got the goods, and ladies and gentlemen, the question is, what will the Republicans do with this? Because we know we've seen how this has played out, but people need to be held accountable here. And with Biden's popularity plummeting within his own party, this could be the mechanism to get him out of office. All right, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Steve in Central Arkansas joins us. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind?
Something I haven't heard explained, Todd, about the Trump trial, and I don't know if you've heard anything about this. I have never heard of a criminal trial and a civil trial being held at the same time in the same court by and heard by the same jury. Because it sounds like to me they sit here and said, well, he's innocent of rape, which is would be a criminal trial. But he's guilty of this, which he owes her compensation due to the duress he put on her, which is a civil trial. I thought those were two separate processes and two separate. Well, they do up there in New York, just make this stuff up as they go.
No. These are not. No, this was not a criminal trial. This was a civil trial. And the issue here is liability. And that's what the jury was asked to consider.
Trying him for rape?
No, sir. That's not true. There were no criminal charges ever brought, so this was entirely a civil matter.
Well, I misunderstood then, because when I heard them say he's innocent of rape, wasn't that their finding?
There, yes, there, but it's not criminal. This is a civil trial.
Well, it wouldn't rape be it shouldn't rape be a criminal trial.
Well, you would think so. Look, the whole thing is made up. The whole thing is made up.
Let's put this in a little context. Here's me. Say I broke into your house, stole some of your property, damaged your house. You're sure I'm doing it. We go to court, and they find me. They say, no, we don't think he broke into your house, but we're going to make him pay restitution anyway.
Right.
That's just what they
did. That's exactly what they did. That's exactly what they did.
Well, what business does a civil trial and a civil jury have looking at a criminal case?
Right, because there is no criminal case here, and charges were never brought. There was so if he was found, let's just say that they determined that he was guilty. Well, he wouldn't have gone to jail. There's no criminal process here. It's all civil.
Now that's the part of it I don't understand. I don't see how a court of law could be looking at rape and not have any criminal consequences to it.
Well, this is where.
If you're dead,
all right. Well, hold on, Stephen. Let me explain this. So she testified during a civil trial that Trump raped her in the Bergdorf Goodman department store dressing room in either 1995 or 1996. In 2022, he posted on True Social that her claims were a complete con job, a hoax, and a lie. So she claims in her lawsuit that he harmed her reputation. And the jury said, yes, he did harm her reputation. But here's the problem. She harmed his reputation because they found that he did not rape her. So there is no way that he can be found guilty of defending his own personhood and pointing out that this woman was conducting a con job. But that's exactly what happened. Steve, we got to run. Appreciate the call. 844-747-8868. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Congressman Pat Fallon. He was there at the press conference when the charges or the revelations were made public about Joe Biden. So we'll be talking to him about that. Also, Congressman Fallon represents the 4th Congressional District, and we're going to be checking in on Title 42 and how people in Texas are responding to that. I'm telling you, they've got to call out the National Guard. They ought to call out the military. And put militaries, they ought to put soldiers from California all the way to Texas and dare anybody to cross into our border. That's what they ought to do, but they're not going to do that. All right, again, 844-747-8868. And if you're listening to us from our new affiliate, WTJS, we're going to give you a free gift, a way of saying welcome to the radio show. State of emergency declared in El Paso, Texas. What a mess down there. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good friend of this program from the 4th Congressional District in Texas, Congressman Pat Fallon. Congressman, what are you hearing from folks that live along the border?
Todd, they are bracing for it was a crisis, then it became a catastrophe in the last 2 years. They're bracing for a cataclysmic event, and it is all of Joe Biden's making. It is absolutely absurd.
It's horrifying, and I don't know why anyone, Republican or Democrat, would tolerate American citizens having to live like that, and not just the cities, but all of these ranchers, their homes, their property has been violated. And I'm very concerned about the safety of the good people down there in the Lone Star State.
Well, Todd, it's not just Texas. It's Joe Biden has made every state a border state. And that's the frightening thing. If you're not safe, then you're not free. And what has Biden done? He immediately, some of the policies that President Trump had worked fabulously well. Many of them did. One of which was the migrant protection protocols, colloquially known as Wait in Mexico. What that did was they said, oh, hey, asylum, I'm seeking asylum. Okay, well, you're going to wait in Mexico while we adjudicate your case. That was a disincentive for people to enter the country illegally. Think about if you're coming from Central America or Southern Mexico, you make that very dangerous trek where you're at the really the mercy of the Mexican drug cartels the entire way. 30% of women that make that journey are raped or sexually assaulted along it. And then when you get there, you just have to wait in Mexico for a year or two. That's a disincentive. So they call back home and say, don't bother coming. But Joe Biden said, heck, you know what? We're going to parole you. Come on in. Where do you want to go in the country? Where do you have relatives? We'll pay for that. And then they get on the phone and they say, hey, follow me. I'm in.
Congressman Pat Fallon on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line this afternoon. Congressman, I want to switch gears real quick. We've got a lot of ground to cover. And, of course, you were at that press briefing today. What really shocked you? I mean, we've known there was corruption, but was there anything that really surprised you?
Well, it's starting now, Todd, to become not surprising, but every time we find more evidence in this Biden probe, we find more. You know, it's like turning over one rock and you find three more rocks. Now, put it in context. We're not directly subpoenaing requesting the bank records for Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. And there's a reason for that. If we subpoena them, they're going to fight it for the next couple of years. They just want to get past the November 2024 threshold. So what we've done is nibbled around the edges by subpoenaing records of known associates. And just from that, we have found that the Biden family has made $10 million through foreign payments. Todd, we think there's 12 banks. We've just subpoenaed four, and that's just with their business associates. Imagine what that number truly could be when we discover more. So that and the fact that these shell companies, there's 16 shell companies that they, if you're legitimately doing business, you usually don't form 16 companies just to move money around. And nobody also can tell us, the Democrats still cannot tell us, what business or what product or service did Hunter Biden ever provide to anyone?
You know, the thing that really concerned me here is the media. Nobody covered this except for the conservative channels. Not even C-SPAN bothered to cover this important press briefing. So my question is, what happens next? Are we going to see people brought to justice here?
Well, yeah, if it weren't for the Republicans getting a majority in the House, we would never know most of this, because the suspicious activity reports, of which we thought there were 150, now there could be as many as 250 that financial institutions generated from Biden family activities. We would have never had access to them, Todd. The only reason we got access to them after 2 years of the Treasury dragging their feet was because we have subpoena power now. And ask yourself a simple question. If you have nothing to hide, then why not just come clean and say, hey, this is what we did. Here's our records. I have nothing to hide. If somebody accused me, I would provide you with the information. But the Bidens have done the exact opposite. They have fought tooth and nail and then counter-accused. Marjorie Taylor Greene, my good friend, was accused of they were going to sue her, I think, for defamation of Hunter Biden. She raised $1 million in the first quarter. So I hope they sue me.
Yeah, no, I get it. But again, a lot of effort, a lot of taxpayer money going into these investigations. When, you know, does the committee have the power to make any sort of recommendations? And if so, what?
Yeah, we could. And what helps with this is it holds the DOJ's feet to the fire when we uncover this and they do nothing. They have done nothing for years. And they clearly, we have a whistleblower that says that the Treasury or rather the DOJ is protecting Hunter Biden. We have a senior IRS supervisory special agent whistleblower, highly credible, that made that accusation. Then we have another whistleblower that says they went to the FBI and filled out an FD 1023 claiming, and this is another highly credible person, claiming that Joe Biden was directly involved in a, you know, pay to play kind of scheme. So they haven't done anything. So we need to force their hand. An independent counsel should be named. But of course, Joe Biden's DOJ is not going to do that.
All right. So what is the next step? So you had the press conference today. What happens next?
There's going to be more subpoenas and there's going to be more discovery. And because we're reaching out, you have Senator Grassley's whistleblowers, then you've got some of Hunter Biden's associates. They're going to be offered, you know, one last time to cooperate. And if not, then, you know, we're going to continue on because, Todd, there's more out there that we know. If you just are subpoenaing four banks' records of the 12, we're going to find even more. And these whistleblowers need to be protected so then they can tell the full truth. And all we've ever done is just go where the evidence leads us, unlike the phony Steele dossier and all that stuff where you had Adam Schiff making just wild accusations that weren't nearly true, which is why he doesn't sit on committees anymore.
All right, Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. Congratulations, good information, and let's see what happens, and hopefully good will triumph in the end.
Amen. Just want the truth to come out. Thanks,
right.
God. I appreciate it.
All right, Congressman Pat Fallon from Texas. All right, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. You know, folks, I have been trying to lose a little bit of weight. So hitting the park and do the walking and the exercise, had to cut back on the barbecue and the sweet tea. But it still wasn't enough. And so I've been taking this pretty incredible product. It's called Calitrin, and it is 100% safe, stimulant-free. It's pretty awesome, and it doesn't interfere with – so if you're taking any kind of meds, it doesn't interfere with that. That's because it is safe and natural, and it is working for me. By the way, 86% success rate with weight loss, and it doesn't happen overnight, but that's okay because you don't want it to happen overnight. And if you do, you're going to gain the weight back and then some. So Calitrin is actually good for you because you're giving your body back what it needs. Again, not a quick fix, but it is 100% safe. And there's no drugs, no stimulants, and that's what makes Calitrin so different. So I want you to give them a call, or you can go to their website and check out the great benefits. It helps you sleep better at night. You're going to get energy. If you have joint pain relief, which is me, because, you know, I got to lose weight. And the bones are like, Starnes, what are you doing to us here? You got to cut back on the pork chops. So I've been doing that. But thanks to Calitrin, it's making it a little bit easier, actually a whole lot easier. So go to toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com, toploss.com. And if you sign up for this, you got to use my promo code Todd. You're going to get some great, great discounts. Again, promo code Todd, or you can give them a call right now. And they're great folks based right in Tennessee. So you know they're good people right here in Tennessee. Give them a call, 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-T-O-P-L-O-S-S. Be sure to use that promo code, Todd.
Well, the devil's in the phone booth, dialing 911. Well, the church is on their knees, and they're loading up the spiritual gun.
Oh, my word.
Well, the devil thought he had us, but the tables are turned, and now he's on the run. The devil's in the phone booth.
Phone booth.
Dialing 911.
Oh, my word. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. That was on Ben Dieter's playlist, apparently. Is that a single, or do they have a full album?
You're tormenting your listeners. What was that?
I don't know. One of these things. It always shows up on my Instagram page, right?
Well, so, you know what they say about that.
No.
There's an algorithm. They know what you're... Your playlist is, Todd.
That's not my playlist.
I don't know.
But it's a catchy little tune.
The devil's in the phone.
Can we play that again? Let's try to analyze. I want to try to analyze this theologically.
Well, the devil's in the phone booth, dialing 911. Well, the church is on their knees, and they're loading up the spiritual gun.
Oh, I see. Oh, they're spiritual guns.
Well,
okay.
The devil thought he had us, but the tables are turned, and now he's on the
run. Get ready, Ben.
The devil's in the phone booth.
Phone booth.
Dialing 911.
Okay, I got it.
Wow.
So the devil's on the run, and he's calling 911 for help.
Who's the devil calling for help?
I don't know.
He seems like the last stop.
Yeah, he may be out of luck.
Oh, boy.
What is that? Remember, there's a guy years ago, back when I was a kid growing up. I think his name was Carmen. Remember? I don't know if you remember Carmen. He used to do these big theatrical things, you know, where he was fighting the devil. And he did. This was back when music videos were just starting to, you know, have an impact in the culture. And so he did this one where he was like in a ring as a boxer and he was fighting Satan.
Wow.
And there was this great line in the video, Satan, bite the dust. Satan, bite the dust.
And pummel them.
And pummel, yeah, just poof, and you're dust. So there you go. The devil's in the phone book.
It kind of reminds me.
Oh, phone booth, not phone book. I thought, well, what's the devil? Let's call him up. Let's put him on the show.
No, he's in those little red,
sorry,
cute-looking phone booths. Maybe that's why they've gotten rid of them.
Can you imagine?
The devil's hanging out
down
there.
On
that's
Beale
why
Street.
They're red, they say.
Down on Beale Street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The devil does run around on Beale Street.
UT Austin wants students to stop calling women women. And so now they want them to call them women. Women. W-I-M-M-I-N.
Oh, that
women.
Wasn't an accent?
No. That's the University of Texas at Austin recommended using women in place of women, since the latter contains the word men. I am not making this up. This is from the pages of Campus Reform. The suggestion was initially published on the university's Financial and Administrative Services website under its Language Matters Glossary of Terms. Quote, women, a non-standard spelling of the word woman, used by feminists to avoid the word ending in men. So the so these broads are upset because it's W-O-M-E-N. All right, woman, go make me a sandwich.
Oh, there
women,
he goes.
Women, go make.
There he goes.
Well, women implies you got more than one wife and wrong religion.
It kind of reminds me, well, that school they were teaching the fifth graders about the birds and the bees, so they had to get rid of the terms male and female. So they started calling them person who produces sperm.
Oh, yes.
Person who produces eggs. Mm. Yeah.
That would be the women.
Yeah. Women.
Women. Women.
Sounds like you have a Michigan accent.
Christopher Rufo, a Manhattan Institute fellow, almost went to go work for them after Fox. And a writer for City Journal alleged it was after his finding and the recommendation, the university has now removed it from its website. So it just seems to me that women is really slang, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gals, broads,
oh,
dames.
Well, that one, you can't say broad.
What about dames?
Damsels.
Dames, no, damsels. Darling, honeys.
Baby, sweet.
Come here, darling.
Sweet girl.
Oh, darlings, come here, sweet girl.
You can't even say ma'am anymore. Mm-mm. They get mad about ma'am.
It's not good. It's not good. I'm not too sure women. 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 I don't know. Woman, go make me a sandwich.
Yeah, that's certainly not in the glossary.
No. By the way, there is another story around here somewhere. I'll get to that in just a moment. But this is from the State University of New York. They will now institute that every student graduating, so if you're going to go to a state university in New York, you will have to take and pass a diversity, equity, inclusion, and social justice course as part of the core curriculum, like, I don't know, English, is algebra still like a core course? You have to take math.
I did, and I graduated not too long ago.
But you went to a Christian school, Mr. Peter.
Yeah. They believe that there are two genders, and that 1 + 1 doesn't equal 5. It equals 2.
Oh, boy. That's not good. That's going to be – I'd be curious to know the percentage of white people who make it through that course. I don't think it's good for them. I think it's bad news. If I were you, I'd do what I do. Go out, get some sun, bronze up, and try to self-identify. All right, let's go to Robert – in Georgia, WTUN, wants to talk about Riley Gaines. Hey, Robert, what you got for us?
Todd, thanks for everything you all do to bring truth to America.
Thank
you, sir. Secondly, tell Riley Gaines she has the support of a Division I athlete, my wife. And she says next time you're lined up there in a swim meet or a track meet and down there in lane 8 is the flash, ready, set, bang, just stand up.
Oh, I like that. I like that. And
that's all.
That's great. Now, tell me about you dropped a news nugget here, Division I athlete. Tell us about your wife. That's pretty exciting.
She ran track at North Carolina State a few years ago.
All right. Did you have to run fast to catch her?
I still haven't caught her, but I'm still trying.
I love it. Robert, well, tell the missus we said hello, and what a great idea.
We got Riley Gaines back here in this house.
Well, I know that she's going to appreciate that. So thank you for calling in today. Appreciate that. That's really a shame what's happening. But by the way, Riley Gaines yesterday calling for a boycott of all NCAA sports, and especially calling on female athletes to take a stand and then take a knee and not participate in any matches. Now, I don't know if that's just across the board or if there is a transgender player. I don't know. But I think it's a great idea because, quite frankly, if you've got a man in the bunch, then you really don't have a chance to win. And we've seen this over and over and over again. Look at how many records Leah Thomas has smashed. Look at the MMA player, the dude who identifies as a woman who literally cracked the skull of a biological female competitor. I mean, it's dangerous out there. So my recommendation is, I mean, let's just say that you've got a bunch of swimmers lining up, as Robert just said, and ladies, you look down the line and you see one of the swimmers has a flipper flipping. I take a knee. I'm just saying. It is what it is. That's not natural. All right, we gotta take a break. Wow. I don't know what's going on today. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. And again, you folks listening to us on WTJS in West Tennessee on Super Talk, give us a call. We're going to send you home with a prize package today, a way of saying welcome to the Todd Stern Show family. We'll be right back.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
Starnes.
All right, it is going to be a great night in New Hampshire. President Trump going to take part in a town hall meeting in New Hampshire on CNN. And folks, I'm pretty excited about this. I think President Trump's going to do a terrific job. And I think you're going to be really, really surprised at how well this goes for the president. We're going to open up the phone lines a little bit later this hour. I'm curious to hear from you. What do you want Trump to say tonight? What do you want to hear from President Trump tonight on CNN? Our telephone number, by the way, is 844-747-8868. Now, coming up in a little while, we're going to be talking to Congressman Mike Johnson from Louisiana. He is going to weigh in on the House Oversight Committee's revelations about Joe Biden that came out earlier today. Also, debt ceiling debate. Folks, no deal. No deal reached, so we'll see how that goes. And, of course, Title 42 ending. But right now, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. A very disturbing story. This is happening at a Colorado middle school where a group of sixth graders were recruited to what was supposed to be, what everybody thought to be, an art club, an after-school art club. But it turned out to be a gender and sexuality awareness club. And the parents were not informed about this. Some very disturbing things happened in that club. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now is Erin Lee, the mother of one of those sixth graders. Erin, so happy to have you with us today.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me.
All right, Erin, I want you to tell our listeners what they were doing in that club.
Yeah, well, I'll start by saying we had just moved to a new town. New school. My daughter had just turned 12. She's an incredibly shy, introverted, artistic kid. And it was just a regular Tuesday. And her art and homeroom teacher asked her that day to stay after school for art club. So we gave our permission via text for her to stay. But when she got there, she discovered it was actually GSA, or Gender and Sexuality Awareness Club. And on this particular day, the art teacher had invited in an outside presenter who was a substitute teacher in the district, a woman who runs an organization called Skittles for kids 5 to 11 to discuss gender and sexuality. This woman started with her number one rule, what you hear in here, keep in here. She used flags to describe umbrella terms, telling the kids if you're not completely comfortable in your biological sex, that means you're transgender. She asked the kids who they were attracted to, and when my daughter didn't know because she truly never thought about it, she said, well, that means you're queer. Queer is a term we use while we're still figuring out our sexuality. And then she gave my daughter flags and stickers and bracelets that correspond with these new labels that she adopted. The woman talked about polyamory, which I had to Google. I didn't even know what that was. And she talked extensively about suicide. She told the kids that these new labels make them more likely to kill themselves. She told them their families might not be safe, that they don't have to talk to anyone about what happens in these meetings. She gave out her contact information, including asking the kids to connect with her on Discord and WhatsApp and various teen chat platforms where she knows parents are not monitoring the conversation. And as my daughter left the room that day, her art teacher pulled her aside and said, remember, you don't have to tell your parents.
What?
So they doubled down on the secrecy. Mm-hmm.
So how did you find out about all of this?
We are really, really lucky that my daughter came home and told us. She adopted, in that 90-minute meeting, she adopted that transgender label. I mean, what 12-year-old girl is comfortable in their body? And it made that discomfort make sense. They essentially gave her a Band-Aid and said, you don't have to go through this discomfort. You're transgender. Just slap this label on and it will all go away. And so she came home and showed us the paraphernalia, proclaimed that she was transgender. And I went through various actions trying to get answers because my husband and I were blown away. It didn't seem real. We still pinch ourselves that this actually happened to our family. We thought maybe this is an isolated incident. Maybe we're misunderstanding things. But when we contacted the principal the next day, he confirmed it's a confidential club because as a public school, they have to provide a safe space for students, were his words to us. And then we emailed the woman who had done all these despicable things with our child, and she doubled down on all of it.
So it's our understanding that they discussed with the kids, puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and they actually warned kids that the parents, mom and dad, may not be safe people to turn to if they're struggling with their identities.
That's correct. Our daughter expressed that they talked about puberty blockers and hormones, and they taught my daughter about a bill here in Colorado that was passed in 2019, 1120, which allows 12-year-olds to be the steward of their own mental health care without parent knowledge or consent. So she went so far as to tell my daughter, you can pursue these things like psychotropic drugs, puberty blockers, and you don't have to tell your parents.
This is just mind-blowing. I want to get your reaction when you found out. And again, this was Wellington Middle School, about 70 miles north of Denver. So you're finding out all this information. I want to get your reaction when you found out that they said, don't talk to your parents about this.
I mean, we were absolutely floored. My husband and I, we cried all night when this happened. I mean, they stole my daughter's innocence in a moment, and we can't give it back. That's done. In my mind, this is mental, emotional, sexual abuse. And this additional layer of teaching my child not to trust me and not to talk to me about these things, I mean, it's the scariest thing that can happen to a parent is having a predator, you know, prey on your child and make you the enemy in this situation. And as we found out later, a year later when I went public with this incident, four other families came forward who didn't know about these clubs. One of them's actually on the lawsuit. He went an entire year with his daughter dealing with his confusion and depression and suicidality. She actually attempted suicide. And he had no idea that she had been attending these meetings at this middle school. So a lot of those kids really took that secrecy piece to heart. We're really fortunate that our daughter told us about it.
So Aaron, we understand that Pam Bondi, who is the former attorney general in Florida, is now representing a number of families. How many families are we talking about? So I'm glad it's not just you guys that were concerned about this.
It's not just us. There's two families on the lawsuit. There are two other families who did come forward, and their statute of limitations has now passed that two-year mark, but they're incredibly supportive of the case. And since the lawsuit was filed last week, two more families from the middle school have come forward and have been connected to my legal team.
It's shocking when you read the statement coming from the school district, because they pretty much are saying in public what they told you guys in private, that, hey, this is part of the law. We're well within our rights to keep something from you, mom, and dad. At some point, you have to wonder, is it really safe to send your kid to a public school in America?
I agree completely. And we pulled our daughter out the next day after this incident. She never went back to the public school district here in the Poudre School District. And because of that, through FOIA emails, I later discovered that 2 days after the incident, they discussed calling CPS on my family for a well child check because we had removed her from the school.
What?
Yeah. Yep. And the principal came as a mandated reporter. At the time, we didn't understand why he was insistent that we have the meeting in our home. We now understand that was a well child check through his responsibility as a mandated reporter. So they automatically assumed abuse because I disagreed with what they did with our daughter.
So the lawsuit has been filed. Are you guys homeschooling or do you have your daughter enrolled in another school? What's that story?
So we moved her to a private Christian school where she's now thriving. She has desisted from the transgender identity. She understands what happened to her and that it's not her fault. She actually asked that I continue to share her story to protect other little girls from going through this. So she's doing much better now. But I have to say, you know, once your child leaves you a suicide note, you don't wake up in the morning and expect them to be alive. That's the first thing I do every morning is go make sure she's breathing. So the trauma is still there. The rift between our relationship, you know, parent-child relationship is still there. And we opted for a conservative, classical, core knowledge charter school for our son. So we strongly encourage everyone that the only way to protect your kids from this kind of indoctrination and abuse is to remove them from government schools.
And Aaron, just one more thing. Before your daughter went into this class, had she ever told you guys that she was transgender or she was thinking about being transgender?
Never. Had never expressed any kind of gender dysphoria or discomfort in any way prior to this meeting. And we went back and reviewed, you know, her text messages and her interaction with friends. And there truly was no sign of discomfort in her gender prior to this 90-minute meeting.
Wow. Wow. Well, Aaron, we appreciate you coming on the program today and raising awareness. I think moms and dads need to be aware of what's happening in the class. And you wonder, you know, again, what would have happened had your daughter not come home and told you guys about all of this?
Yeah, it's scary to hear all the stories from parents who were left in the dark. So this is not an isolated incident. It's happening to parents all over the country, including in conservative communities and states. And it's heartbreaking to be the person who receives all these stories now after coming forward. It's definitely a widespread issue.
Aaron, thank you very much. And we wish you the very best in your lawsuit against the school district.
Thank you.
All right. Aaron Lee, everybody. A mom, it's just mind-blowing. So the daughter comes home, and instead of an art class, turns out they were basically being groomed, these little sixth graders. And fortunately, the little girl went home and told her parents what was going on, and now they've got a great lawsuit against the school district. If you have a gender and sexuality alliance in your local school, if you have a gay-straight alliance in your school, you need to start doing some homework. And you did make sure that this kind of stuff is not happening in your child's public school. And as you had heard Aaron say, this is happening in conservative school districts as well. And I know for a fact you people in the Germantown, Tennessee area, this has been a big issue in your local schools. And Germantown is a very conservative suburb of Memphis. And so, again, to back up what she says, this is happening in schools all across the country, even in conservative communities. All right, we're going to take a break. We will be going to the phone lines, 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Come on now. You guys are keeping Ben Dieter busy on the phones today. Ben, I got a chance to say hello to our sweet friend, Miss Joyce.
Very sweet lady.
Not doing well. Got the cataracts and the glaucoma, so that's always tough. But anyway, she said she liked my voice. She said I sounded like her dead brother, so that's...
Wow.
That's very kind.
That's a very kind thing.
It's a compliment. It really is. So thank you, Miss Joyce, for that, and hope you get to feeling better. So one of our great listeners. We love, you know, we're kind of like a great big front porch. That's what our radio show is. You just folks drop by, say hello, and we got regulars and newcomers, and you just sit down in the rocking chair and hang out and have a conversation.
They're very, very interesting but well-informed people.
I hesitate to mention this, guys, because we have to finish the rest of the show, but our good friend Jim from Wolf River Popcorn, which, ladies and gentlemen, is the best popcorn in America. And amazing. I will fight you to the death if you disagree. It is that good. Anyway, he dropped by some popcorn downstairs.
You're kidding.
No, good popcorn.
You just lost your call screener.
I know.
Anybody's getting on the show. I'm walking down.
Seriously, Wolf River Popcorn, and they have a great little Bible verse or Christian saying. Jim is very active in the Catholic Church here, and man, great family. That popcorn, my goodness gracious. It's worth getting the diabetes. I'm telling you, that's
maybe a bridge too far.
If you're going to get diabetes, you may as well get it and have a good time.
He also told me a really funny joke about King Charles's sausage fingers.
Hello.
But it was a bit inappropriate, yeah, so I'm going to have to tell you on the break.
Save that one for the commercial break. All right. Let's go to Kentucky. Our good friend John on the line. Hey, John, what you got for us?
I just had sausage this morning. Stop. Okay. There we go.
There you go.
You know, I read your article this morning about a Annapolis alumnus saying that this idea of having a drag queen advertised for the Navy, and I heard your one caller talking about his wonderful wife that was a swimmer in North Carolina. You know, and then I just heard your call about that mom having to defend her daughter and pulling her out of school. You know, every one of these organizations that are going after our kids and that are trying to change our military and ruining our warfighter capability, but especially we're talking about children. There's a verse in the scripture, actually two of them, about suffer the little children, and the other one is if you cause one of these young, basically the youth, to stumble, it is basic, you're putting a gridstone around your neck. And every one of these teachers, every one of these organizations, the colleges and everything else, they just kicked open the doors to hell and they're setting themselves up for that. And, you know, I'm speaking to you as a pastor, and I love it when you have Pastor Jeffers on your show, but you make such a great point that if these organizations and these parents that allow this to happen, they're the ones that are going to be responsible. They're going to be the ones held in judgment. We're not the ones that are doing it. It's clearly pointed out in Scripture. And Todd, I just love it when you make your points. And I would just love to hear your comments about that, because we as a nation are going to lose the war because it starts at our class level, where they're poisoning our kids' minds, causing our children to be sacrificed on the altar of science. And I would just love to hear your comments on it, because, Todd, you are a mighty man of God, and God bless your show, and God bless your staff. And I just hope, and I pray for you every day. I love it when you come back healthy and stronger. It seems like every time you get sick, you come back twice as strong.
Okay, don't go there, John.
I'm sorry.
I'm at the right level now.
Yeah, right. But Todd, I want to tell you a bad dad joke before I hang up and listen for your comments.
Oh, sure.
You know, what did Peter say to his disciples when he saw Christ walking on the water?
I don't know, John. What did he say?
He said, "Boys, I got a sinking feeling about this one." Oh. Talk to you later, Todd. God bless you. Love you.
Dieter, are you okay? You're bowled over.
That was actually really good. That was a good dad joke.
That was a good dad
Todd
joke.
Will tell dad jokes, John, and they're not good like that. I can tell you that.
I have funny jokes. I'm just saying. All right, let's go to Joe in Florida. Hey, Joe, what's going on at your daughter's school?
Well, Joey, I got two daughters, so two school-age daughters, and I don't think they stand a chance these days, Todd, to be honest. I mean, with everybody that they're looking up to, the people in the mainstream who are their idols now, and the deviant sexual behavior, I think the kids are doomed, to be honest. Like my daughter, my one daughter, she's 11 years old. And she listens to somebody on all the time, loves this person, and his name is Todd, and he drinks his...
All right, yeah. You know, Joe, and here's the problem with Joe from Florida. He was one of these crank callers. Joe was going to say, Todd Starnes drinks pee. That's what the guy was going to say. You know, Joe, that's really kind of sad. I feel bad for you, Joe. I mean, this guy's been waiting on hold for how long? 20, 30, 40 minutes? I mean,
really, the whole show.
It's kind of a loser, right?
At least we have fans.
So
hey,
sad.
A fan.
Yeah. And Joe, if you wanted just, you didn't have to go to all the rigmarole. You know, if you want, just get right to the point, right? All right. Okay. There you go. Poor Joe. Kind of feel bad for him. We'll be right back, America. All right, I want to share some intel from our good friends over at Newsmax. They believe in Tucker Carlson, and they believe in freedom of speech. Newsmax now the fastest growing cable news channel. Millions of people are turning off Fox, and they're turning on Newsmax. And they want your opinion. Newsmax conducting an urgent poll asking you a very simple question. Do you want to see Tucker Carlson on Newsmax? It's easy to vote. All you have to do is take out your phone and text the word skip to 39747, that skip to 39747, and let America know that you want Tucker Carlson on Newsmax. Let your voice be heard, folks. Again, the word skip, text that to 39747. Millions of people have already made the switch to Newsmax, and you should too. All right, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. It has been an extremely busy day in our nation's capital. You had Congressman James Comer conducting that press conference earlier today. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and Congressman Mike Johnson joins us from Louisiana. Hey, Congressman, how are you?
Hey, my friend, it is a busy day indeed. I just stepped out of a crazy Judiciary Committee hearing to talk to you, so this is a good break.
All right, well, what was going on in Judiciary that was so crazy?
Oh, you would really enjoy it, Todd. This is Police Week, of course, and so we have a number of bills that should just be simple pro forma, you know, expressing support for the police around the country. And the Democrats can't help themselves, and so they've gone off into January 6th, and then they tried to claim that Republicans somehow want to defund the police, and so, boy, they opened the door for that. We have the receipts, of course. So I just spent 5 minutes reading into the record all of their quotes, everybody on the committee all saying they wanted to defund the police. And, you know, they just engage in fantasy here, and it's so frustrating.
We have in Memphis, where our show is based, Memphis is my hometown, and we've got a radical district attorney, and it's, Congressman, the crime is off the charts here. It's just unbelievable, the amount of murders, shootings, carjackings, and the police, they want to be able to do their jobs, but they're being, you know, really handcuffed because of these radical policies. And it's not just exclusive to Memphis. This is happening in cities and towns all over America controlled by Democrats.
All over America. And, of course, much of that is tied to the Soros-funded DAs that they, you know, the Democrats put into these positions. And they didn't want to just defund the police. They wanted to dismantle police agencies. That's what some members of Congress actually argued less than 2 years ago. And now you see the results. I mean, these were the inevitable results of that. These are policy choices that got us into this crime crisis. And thus, it's policy changes that have to get us out. But they refuse to acknowledge the facts and acknowledge that this is probably the most dangerous time to live in American cities, certainly in blue cities that are run by Democrats. And the facts are the facts, and you can't get around that.
Congressman, we watched the press conference today, and we've been talking about it. And I was one of our listeners from California in the Los Angeles area, Sydney, has a question for Republicans. And I think it's a pretty fair question. He wants to know, is anyone going to be held accountable here?
Yeah, it's a great question. We answer this every day now. You know, I serve not only on Judiciary Committee and Armed Services, but on the Select Committee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. And we're uncovering just incredible acts of corruption. I mean, it's worse than even we thought. The deeper we dig, Todd, in these congressional investigations, frankly, the more frightening it is. I mean, the corruption is so deep. And so everyone wants to know what's going to happen. Well, listen, our hands are tied in a certain respect right now. We have to remember the Republicans, conservatives, only have a majority in one House of Congress, of course, and we have a very small majority at that. And we have subpoena power. We have the ability, the responsibility to investigate. But we can't arrest anybody. We can't perp walk them. We can't indict them. We can't put them on trial. All we can do is put them on trial in the court of public opinion, not an actual court. And so all of that leads up to laying these facts bare for the American people to see, to recognize how desperate and crazy the situation is, and for us to ensure going forward that this can never again happen in the future. And the way we do that is bring legislative solutions to tighten these things up and make sure these agencies and administrators are kept in check in the future. Ultimately, I'd like to impeach some of these folks, like, you know, Secretary Mayorkas at Homeland Security. But we know Chuck Schumer and the Democrats who hold the power in the Senate are not going to go through with that. And so, you know, elections have consequences. We have to lay the facts out, let the American people see it so they can make informed choices in the next cycle.
No, it's fair enough. And of course, the Republicans in the Senate aren't being very helpful with the leadership that, like McConnell saying yesterday, well, I hope, you know, we may screw this thing up in 2024. Yeah, that doesn't exactly exude confidence in the party. So let's just hope.
It doesn't. Yeah.
Let's just hope.
Well, look, I mean, the stakes could not be any higher, and you and I both know that. This is not, you know, we often say the next election cycle is the most important ever. Listen, everybody knows this is not a game right now. The Republic is hanging by a thread because the team in charge is intentionally dismantling the foundations of the Republic. We have to save it, and the only solution is to take the power back for people who believe in America. And that's really, literally what's at stake in the next cycle.
Congressman, let's talk real quick about debt ceiling. We know the meeting was yesterday, and it looks like there's a standoff here. What's the next play?
Well, we're on the edges of our seats here. I mean, it's very, very disappointing that Biden and Schumer are not engaging in negotiation in good faith. That's what it looks like to us. Remember, these are the same people who praised debt ceiling negotiations, engaged and have championed those in previous years. I mean, in 2011, Joe Biden himself, then a senator, led the debt limit negotiations with House Republicans. And he said at the time it was necessary to have a compromise. And anybody who said it was my way or the highway approach should be rejected from the discussions. Well, that's exactly what he's doing right now. Chuck Schumer, I think, knows that we House Republicans have taken a strong stand. We have raised the debt limit, but it's attached to responsible savings so that we can save the economy. We have a $31.7 trillion federal debt. We cannot continue on this trajectory. So as everybody knows now, we've passed the biggest cut in spending in American history. The ball's in the court of the White House, and they have to do the right thing for the American people. Come forward and talk with us. Let's come up with a compromise that works. Right now, they're not showing any sign they have an intention to do that.
No, they don't. And look, I think the compromise you guys came up with within the House is a good one. And I think it, you know, is it everything I wanted? No, not at all. But that's the whole point of compromise. You know, you're not going to get everything you want, but I think it's good. And I really hope that House Republicans hold their ground here and don't give in to the Biden administration. We cannot have a clean debt bill. We can't do that. We can't raise it.
No, because we'll have no leverage to about changes in spending. You got it exactly right, Todd. And we're going to hold strong, and we're working on it every day, keeping the team together here. We have a very, very small margin, but I'm confident today that we'll be able to do that. So say a prayer for us. We certainly need it.
Indeed. All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. No, it's a busy day, and we really appreciate you taking some time to come on the show.
Great to talk with you. Thanks, Don.
All right. Congressman Mike Johnson, everybody, one of the good guys up on Capitol Hill. Really appreciate his great efforts. All right. We are going to the phone lines. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the Trump verdict. A lot of folks want to talk about this trans ideology in schools. Also, what do you want to hear from the president tonight at this town hall? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, I have to tell you about our good friends over at Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they're fighting every single day for freedom in America. They're fighting for the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. They are pro-life, and they are pro-family. And they have some pretty incredible wireless coverage as well. You can go to their website and you can actually type in your area code or your zip code, rather, and it'll show you what the coverage looks like in your neighborhood, in your community. You can do that at patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Now, if you use my promo code Todd, they're going to give you free Premier activation. They're going to give you a free gift. And get this, if you're a veteran or a first responder hero, they're going to give you a big discount. It doesn't matter if you have a residential need or a business need, they're going to be able to help you out, and they've got plans to fit any budget, which is great under Biden's economy. So check out patriotmobile.com/Todd, or you can give them a call. That's 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT, and use the promo code Todd. We'll be right back. So Brian Kilmeade has a radio show, and I've told you about Fox Radio. I was their noon to three Eastern guy, and Kilmeade was nine to noon. And you know, a lot of people think, oh, Kilmeade is a conservative. All right. So anyway, today on his radio program, Brian Kilmeade allowed Chris Christie to brutally attack Donald Trump for 6 minutes. Now, to give you an idea, the interview we just did with Congressman Mike Johnson was about 5 minutes, 5.5 minutes, right? 6 minutes. Brian Kilmeade allowed Chris Christie to attack Donald Trump, and Brian did not push back. He did not intervene. He allowed Chris Christie to really slander President Trump. So I just want you to know, when you hear, you know, Brian Kilmeade and you hear Fox, we're not talking about necessarily conservative folk here. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Very disappointing. All right, let's go to the phone lines here in Georgia. We're going to start with Fannie Mae, WDUN, our great station. And Fannie Mae, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. I'd just like to read a preface to a book. I'm going to read it and then I'm going to hang up. More than 100 years ago, speaking of America, British historian Lord Macaulay warned, your republic will be as fearfully plundered and laid waste by barbarians in the 20th century as the Roman Empire was in the 5th century, with this difference, that the Huns and Vandals who ravaged the Roman Empire came from without, and your Huns and Vandals will have been engendered within your own country by your own institutions.
Now, Fannie Mae, tell us where that came from.
That came from a book that it's a book that was published in 1962.
What was the name of the book, Fannie Mae?
Or it's a black teacher in a white teacher in a black school.
That
was just a preface.
Okay, I see. All right. Well, Fannie Mae, I appreciate that. Thank you for dropping that knowledge on us today. And it's true. You know, I mean, a lot of this stuff is coming true. You need to take a look at what happened to the Greeks and the Romans. That'll give you a pretty good idea of where we're headed. Let's go to James in North Carolina, wants to talk about transgender ideology. Hey, James, what you got?
Hey, Todd, how you doing today?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
They make, when these kids become transgender and come out, they make superstars out of them. They treat them like stars. And that's the reason a lot of these kids are doing it. They're probably, a lot of them are, I compare it to what the drug dealer does. He looks for the lonely, isolated kid and tells them, if you take this, you'll feel better. And I notice a lot of times they make heroes. Look at that Dylan Mulvaney.
Oh, yeah.
They made a hero out of that guy. That guy's on beer cans and going to the White House and everything else. So maybe I ought to wear a dress.
Well,
and I can become a hero.
James, I don't know that's a good idea. I don't know what you look like, James, but I'm just going to guess, you know, you probably don't shave your legs. And so you probably don't want to wear a dress.
I don't, but I look good in a dress, man.
All right. Far be it from me to judge.
But, I mean, maybe I could go to the White House, man.
Well, you never know.
That's how simple it is.
Yeah, it is, James. It is. James, we got to run. Appreciate the call. And it reminds me, though, of what James was talking about. Ben Dieter, during Obama's time in office, remember Obama was doing like the selfie, he had the selfie stick, and he was doing the interviews, and one in particular was a YouTube star who would interview people in a bathtub filled with breakfast cereal and milk.
I'm glad I don't remember that.
I was just trying.
That's appalling.
I was trying to figure out, all right, which one's the Fruit Loop?
Yeah. For real. Why was that an exclusive for B.O., Barack Obama?
I don't know. No, we call him B.H. Obama.
Oh.
The H stands for Hussein.
Oh.
All right. I'm just saying. It was creepy. And by the way, what do you do after? What do you do with all that cereal? I mean, it's a big bathtub. Let's go to Foy in Gainesville, Georgia. We heard from Fannie Mae. Now, Foy, what's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. I visit with you every day on the front porch, and you're always so interesting, so many different subjects. Today, I'm thinking along with the transgender because I taught sixth graders for 32 years.
Wow.
And in fact, I taught 3 years up in Memphis at Colonial Junior High School.
Is that right?
I did, way back in the late 60s and into 1970. And then I did teach out of New Orleans right before that, but most of my career has been right here in Hall County, 32 years with sixth grade children, boys and girls. I was always so careful not to say anything that might be misunderstood by them. I was careful not to ever use any kind of slang words or anything at all because I did not want to influence a child in any way that would be detrimental to them. And I had a wonderful career. I was absolutely appalled when I heard that earlier today about the child being almost tricked into going to that little club meeting afterwards, and then how her mother had to go through. My heart went out to the mother so much that what she had to endure with all that. And I will be praying for her and them in that lawsuit and so forth. I was a day late and a dollar short. I didn't tell you yesterday about what I would say to graduates. I would simply go to Proverbs and graduates and in the graduates and say, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Todd, it's great to visit with you on your front porch.
Well, Foy, thank you. You are welcome anytime, and you always bring a wonderful word of knowledge. And I'll tell you this, we need more teachers like you in American classrooms. And if we did, I think that this country would be a much better place.
Well, I do too, Todd. When you come to Gainesville now, be sure to get some iced tea, sweet tea out at Long Street. I'll probably see you there.
Or maybe
some barbecue at Smokehouse. Now you said you're going to have to cut back, but don't cut it out. Just cut back.
I'll just have one rib, please.
One rib, please.
All right.
Thank you. It's so nice to laugh with you. Thank you, and listen to you.
Thank you, Miss Foy, and what a great call. I love this job. It's really not a job. We get to hang out together, folks, and yeah, it's crazy, and it can be insane. But you know what? Ms. Foy left us with a great word. We can't lean on our own understanding. You know, we say it doesn't make any sense, and it really doesn't make any sense. But you know what? God's got everything under control. I mean, he really does. And yes, we may have to go through some crazy times. We may have consequences as a result of electing Democrats. But you know what? It's going to work out in the end, and we're still going to be able to talk about all of this on the radio. Mike in Chattanooga, Matthew in Alaska, Rhett in Georgia. I apologize. We have run out of time, but give us a call back tomorrow, and we'll get you going. Hey, folks, be good, America.